You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Malcolm Noyle, the Australian Territory Sales Manager of Austracker GPS. Mr. Noyle has been a pioneer in leveraging telematics and fleet data to adapt the foundation of how, why, and even where businesses are using their fleet vehicles. Mr. Noyle, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, the telematics and fleet management industry obviously touches a lot of different industries. Is there a common challenge that everyone faces here?
There are a number of common challenges. I suppose the leading one would be the use of big data relating to the use and operation of vehicles. Vehicles are becoming an increasingly costly overhead for most business. They represent probably one of the second biggest costs next to payroll for most big enterprises. And as a result, there's increasing pressure on senior directors through to fleet managers to reduce operating costs on these vehicles substantially and to make vehicles more efficient, not just from the point of view of the types of vehicles, but in the way they're operated. The way that can then be engaged is through the use of big data around those vehicles, understanding what the vehicles are doing in real time, understanding how to make those vehicles more efficient and safer in their use. So the common challenge is how to obtain that knowledge, how to utilize that knowledge, and then how to engage with your drivers, your workforce, to make sure that the savings are realized.
And let's talk about gray fleet. What is it and why should fleet managers be looking at this?
Gray fleet is a fascinating area. Unlike some perceptions, gray fleet is not just about old people like me driving cars. Gray fleet is endemic within most employers around the globe. Within every company, there are a number of individuals that will use their own vehicles, their own cars, utes, trucks for business use, for and on behalf of the employer. Those users are called gray fleet users because they are people who fly under the radar of the OH&S and fiscal controls of the company. So to give you an example, within a particular company, you may have John who works in the sales office. He regularly goes out using his own car for business use. Now, when he is driving his own car for business use to a client meeting or to even to go down to the coffee shop, he is traveling for and on behalf of his employer. If he has an accident in that time, the chain of responsibility, the duty of care actually falls to the employer. However, the employer may well not actually even realize that the John's car is not legal. It may not have a roadworthy certificate. It may not be fit for purpose. The driver himself may not even have a driving license if he's not being totally honest. So the trouble is the company, therefore, hasn't undertaken their duty of care in ensuring that business kilometers done on behalf of the company are being analyzed, understood, and controlled from a duty of care, chain of responsibility point of view, which obviously exposes them to extensive risk. Furthermore, behind that sits the fiscal risk, because if that driver is charging the going rate, 74 cents per kilometer or similar, to the company for using his own vehicle, that cost is out of control because there's no mechanism that recognizes how many Ks a driver does in reality versus what they're claiming for that gray fleet use. So I guess gray fleet is one of those areas that needs to be understood more by company operators, that they need to understand and bring under control. And there are certainly software programs and tools that can be used within the fleet industry that will manage the risk and mitigate that risk, more importantly, but whilst also protecting the company on a, against a fiscal level. Does that answer that question for you, sir?
Yes, it certainly does. And Mr. Noy, I really appreciate that. Well done on the response. Now, as a fleet manager, how do you manage the safety of drivers and manage vehicles within a gray fleet?
Well, within a gray fleet, you've got a number of mechanisms. Clearly, having your drivers, having them issued a permit to drive by the employer before they're allowed to drive for and on behalf of the employer. Now, that doesn't matter whether that's gray fleet or any type of driver for a car, for an employer. So what that means is that the driver actually effectively has to fill in an electronic questionnaire or even a physical paper questionnaire that says, yes, I do have a pulse. Yes, I do have a driving license that is both valid for the types of vehicles I drive, that I haven't had any serious accidents in the last 12 months, and really gives the employer reassurance that the driver has made a declaration about their competency to drive. On the other side of it, as with all fleets, knowledge about the vehicles being used is increasingly important. So with the grey fleet, like the driver declaration, that they have to declare what vehicle is being used on, for and on behalf of the employer. So that 25-year-old GM ute is of absolute, it may well not be fit for purpose because it's a wreck. It may not have safe brakes or anything like that. So that vehicle wouldn't be accepted by the employer. But provided you have a vehicle that is fit for purpose, the employer can then accept that vehicle onto their database as a vehicle that can drive for and on behalf of the business. If that is then managed together with the driver through a pool vehicle booking system, which can be GPS enabled or not GPS enabled, then you bring those controls as a fleet manager into to bear across not just your gray fleet, but also all driving categories within your business.
Today we are joined by Mr. Malcolm Noyle, the Australian Territory Sales Manager of AusTracker GPS, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Noyle, how about staff? Are they generally happy to be tracked, or is there that worry that maybe their boss just wants to spy on them? Love to hear your take on that.
That's a fascinating question because it does vary. My experience both in Europe, the US, and here in Australia has indicated that the average honest driver doesn't actually really care too much. They accept that the company has the right to know what is going on during the working day and also recognizes that tracking and telemetry information actually can be used to protect drivers in multiple circumstances. I'll give you a couple of examples. For instance, Susan from the office is driving their vehicle and it has a tracker unit in it. Her boss gets a phone call from somebody on the road saying, your company vehicle has just sideswiped me and ripped my wing mirror off and has left without saying anything. Now, in those situations, the data from the telematics can be used to prove that our driver was, in fact, 4 kilometers away at the time, and it's actually just a malicious call. I suppose, conversely, it can also prove that the incident did take place. So that information can protect drivers, but equally using telemetry on vehicles allow drivers who are working in exposed and, less salubrious areas. In those areas, you can have protection devices such as lone worker alarm buttons. So if you have a social worker working in a very bad area of a city, if she feels they're threatened or he or she feels they're threatened, they can then enable an emergency beacon that is linked through the vehicle and says, help, I'm here. So that kind of information is about protecting drivers. I think one of the other aspects as well that a lot of drivers get concerned about is you're tracking my vehicle during the day. I kind of get that. But what about at night? That's when I'm on my own personal time, and that's when it's an invasion of my privacy. And all telemetry systems and the way they're set up enable you to set up timeframes around the working hours of employers. So you start work at 7 o'clock in the morning, you finish at 4 in the arvo. You can actually enable the tracking system to only operate in that time and ignore data that is being tracked outside of those hours. So your boss doesn't necessarily need to know that you were down the nightclub at 3 a.m. that morning. That kind of protection gives drivers a lot of comfort about how they're being tracked.
And thanks for that fine explanation in that regard. Now, finally, what does the future look like for telematics? What's next in this space?
Cool. The crystal ball time is always a dangerous area. One of the areas of telemetry that is without doubt hitting the headlines all the time is that of autonomous vehicles. Autonomous vehicles, vehicles that can drive on our roads without a driver sitting behind the wheel. That's probably the ultimate telematic extension of progress that we're looking at. And that exists today. We see that all over the world, including experiments here in Australia. I think in the real world of telemetry, though, we're looking at using the data to drive down costs. So up till now, the telemetry industry has been very good at selling lots of cute little black boxes for vehicles. What a lot of telematic organizations have failed to do is actually to sell the business knowledge, the skill sets behind the data that these black boxes produce, and how they can be used for business as business tools, how they can be used to drive down operating costs, to improve fiscal efficiency, to protect drivers. So the short-term future of telemetry is about the engagement with big data, and using that data as part of the Internet of Things to protect our drivers, to reduce the cost of operating a vehicle, to increase the safety of driving these vehicles, to reward drivers for driving well. For instance, again, if you're using telemetry, you can actually record when a driver is driving really well, and it should give him bonus points, which can equate to money for a driver. That kind of driver safety tool is part of the new suite of telematic solutions coming out today. We can use that same data to make sure that less kilometers are traveled on our roads, reducing congestion. That plays to the future of cities where congestion is becoming rife and a serious problem. We can then start to use that same telemetry as vehicles become more joined up, to have vehicles communicating with each other and enabling us to go round problems far easier, to avoid congestion zones. And that then again allows for fuel cost savings, for safety savings and efficiency in our vehicle usage. So that's the short-term solution. The medium-term solution, it's going to be a hybridization between the use of big data and autonomous vehicles. We're already seeing it in a lot of vehicles where manufacturers are introducing forms of telemetry that will allow vehicles to control themselves under cruise control, to do lane control on vehicles. That's commonplace. That is all examples of telemetry. And all we now need to do is to join up the big data with those tools as we head towards an autonomous future.
Certainly has been an interesting conversation, and you're in a very interesting industry as well, and really have appreciated your joining us and giving us a fine explanation in all regards. Where can listeners get all the details on AustTracker, and how could one reach out if they needed to?
Okay, the easiest way to get information on the AustTracker portfolio of products is to go to our website, which is www.austracker, which is AustTracker.com. And have a look on there. Our contact numbers are there. If you ring through to that number, just feel free to ask for Malcolm Noyle, and they'll put you directly in contact with me. I'd be glad to talk to anyone just off the record and have a good chat.
And that sounds great, and it has been great to have had you on the program today. Have a great day out there, and again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time. It's been great.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Malcolm Noyle, the Australian Territory Sales Manager of AustTracker GPS. And for all the details, visit AustTracker.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.